This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Skin in the Game, where we explore marketplace matters through the lens of video games, a $300 billion a year industry that is bigger than music and movies combined. Today, research from the Harvard and Columbia Business Schools, it finds that using games to train employees can boost their performance. Wei Tsai is a Columbia Business School professor. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So in-service training for employees, I mean, since time immemorial, giving a trophy for salesperson of the month, that's a form of gamification. But what you study is something much more elaborate and I think immersive.
Exactly. I mean, there could be different forms of games, but in this study, we actually look at really gamified training. So once employee logged to the platform, and the employees can design their own characters and compete by quickly answering questions about the firm and its offerings. Employees can unlock locations with new challenges as they progress through the experience. And then eventually there will be a scoring system, a leaderboard that allow like employees to track their progress, compare their performance to that of others, very much like a game.
And before we get to what you found by studying this, give me a sense of what the problem is that companies are trying to solve.
So the company is a service providing firm. The employees actually face clients a lot. But what they're really encouraging their employees to do is to cross-sell their services. So for instance, the company has a lot of services, but like in one, let's say, engagement or project, employee only kind of work on one service or provide one type of service to the client. But the company would like to encourage the employees to also introduce their other services to the client as well.
I see. So a big multinational professional services company, and according to the benchmarks you came up with, did they do better at what the company wanted them to do better at?
Yes. So based on our results, the performance actually increased in terms of number of clients. Financial performance increases after the adoption of the system.
We've been doing some reporting, and we talked to a young person in Northern California who was just starting out in his video game development career, and he got a job for a company that used games to teach doctors how to use complicated high-tech medical devices. This kind of gamified training has lots of different applications, even beyond what you studied here.
You are exactly right. I mean, a lot of firms are doing this. So for instance, like Walmart introduced virtual reality to upgrade employee training. Coca-Cola uses virtual business simulation game. And then I think the idea is that firms really would like to make the training more effective, more interesting, to attract employees' participation, and more importantly, to incentivize the true learning. Because, you know, like for the annual training, people may just, okay, this is a mandatory training, I'll just do it, right, finish it, but that they might not really, really learn.
Wei Tsai is assistant professor of business at the Columbia Business School in New York. She's co-author of the recent study, Learning or Playing, the Effect of Gamified Training on Performance. Professor, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.